Remembering the 1999 historic tornadoes that left deaths and destruction, state lawmakers are considering locking the clock and a look back at the life of an award-winning Oklahoma artist. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the deadly tornado outbreak that swept across Oklahoma. KGOU's Nick Daniels takes a look back.
It was on this day, May 3rd, 1999, when tragedy struck.
Look at all the debris in the air. Folks, please, we plead with you. You absolutely have got to get down. Get to the lowest level.
Some of the strongest winds ever recorded on Earth occurred 25 years ago when a large and violent tornado plowed through the OKC suburbs of Bridge Creek, Newcastle, Moore, Midwest City, and Dell City. Sadly, 46 people lost their lives and hundreds of others were injured. It was the first time the National Weather Service had used the term tornado emergency. Ty Mahan was born on that tragic day, and he's now a storm chaser.
Well, I like to think that it certainly helped push me into convective weather. It's definitely something to look back on, and there's lessons to be learned from it.
The Moore tornado was one of 58 twisters that tore through the region that day, causing over $1 billion worth of damage. I'm Nick Daniels.
The aftermath of this past week's tornadoes can impact livestock. Oklahoma State University Extension Service experts are urging farmers and ranchers to remove any debris in pastures and yards. We get details from Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope.
Livestock can unknowingly pick up tornado debris like small pieces of wood and metal while grazing in fields and pens. David Lallman is a beef cattle extension specialist. He says debris can cause hardware disease, which is when a sharp object hurts animals internally or messes with their digestive system.
Removing as much of that material from the pasture field as possible is the most practical thing, if possible. And the other thing is to make sure the animals have adequate nutritional supply or forage available.
He says producers should monitor their animals for signs of pain and low appetite. And if symptoms are present, call a veterinarian. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
If you enjoy an extra hour of sunshine in the evenings, Oklahoma's elected officials have good news. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams tells us a new state law could pave the way for permanent daylight saving time.
It's official, kind of. Governor Kevin Stitt has signed SB 1200, a so-called trigger law to keep the clocks permanently on daylight saving time, that is, if Congress allows it. Polls show that many Americans are sick of changing their clocks twice a year. The bill's author, Senator Blake Stevens, has long championed moving to DST for good.
There's a truckload of benefits for locking the clock on daylight saving time.
But not everyone is convinced. Representative Kevin West unsuccessfully tried to amend the bill to adopt standard time. He points out the country already adopted permanent daylight saving time in 1974 before quickly reversing course.
Everybody loved it until we got to winter time.
In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Chickasaw Choctaw artist Norma Howard died this week at the age of 65. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam details the award-winning painter's life.
As a little girl in Stigler, Oklahoma, Norma learned how to draw with the unwavering support of her parents, recreating the toys her classmates had that her family couldn't afford. When Norma started a family of her own, it was her husband David who encouraged her to enter the Red Earth Show in Oklahoma City in 1995.
I was sitting there and looking, and I was thinking, boy, wouldn't it be good if they call my name?
And call her name, they did.
They said first place, and they said Norma Howard. And it was just like surreal.
That was the kickstart for Norma's artistic career. Norma was represented by the Blue Rain Gallery in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where many of her illustrations can be seen today. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.